We're starting something new.
We are starting something new today.
Happy
something
New
exciting.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy almost. Zodiacal New Year.
Coming soon to a theater near you, March 19th.
Yes.
I'm excited for that Aries energy. Even though Aries...
Beam me up, Scotty.
Mercury did move into Aries today, though, and I feel like I feel it in my soul.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are kind of having a little struggle bus, and I'm just over here like,
I've been struggle bussing for a couple of days, but it's okay because the tides are changing.
Yeah. Is it just because we're in Pisces?
Well, I had a realization that the card that I pulled for the month was the moon, and we're in Pisces season. So I feel like it's like doubling down, and I've been having a lot of reflection time on my relationships and where I'm putting my energy and like to who my energy is going to. And I feel like I'm just really in this moment of re-examining, and it's very Pisces of me. I don't have any Pisces in my chart. Well, it rules my fourth house, but that's it.
It is. It's on theme for today.
It is. It is on theme for today.
Super on theme.
But also, I will say, though, in Vedic astrology, I do have a Pisces moon. So
that's like a whole other. I ran into Leslie not too long ago at the restaurant. Like, I just walked in, do stuff, and they were sitting there. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, I obviously am like, can I sit with you? And they're like, of course. And it was saying, I have like a Taurus sun, and some other stuff. And I was like, I'm not ready. Like, but I want to know, like, I need you to just tell me what it says. But then I can't get into it.
Right. I can't attach to it right now.
Translate it for me and feed it to me like I'm a baby. And that's it. That's all I want. I want to, but I can't.
We should see if they want to come on the show.
Haven't we?
We did for like an Anahata's interview, and like we did briefly talk about my Vedic chart, but to do like a whole segment on it, I think would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Do you want to present what our year of learning will be?
Our year of learning.
Yeah.
Is going to be.
Uh-huh.
The moon signs.
That's right.
The moon. Burr, 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 burr. Dancing in the moonlight.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm super excited about this because that's too. Like the next step. Everyone first knows about their sun sign.
Mm-hmm.
We've told everyone about your sun sign. We're still finishing up telling you guys about the dumb stories of each of the zodiac. But the moon sign's always what everyone learns next.
It is. And I feel like learning the moon sign changed my life.
Yeah. I had a whole thing when I had found out my moon sign. Because I had trauma with a Leo.
I feel like we've discussed this before.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't want to go super into it because I know we've discussed it before. But I remember being like, how is that my moon sign? And then I learned that, like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
And now look
just
at me.
Who you are.
On this podcast with you, a Leo, loving you so much from the next state over.
I really changed the game.
You did. But moon sign, yes. Learning about your moon sign changes your life.
It does.
How did it change your life?
I realized that when I have emotional outbursts, it's because I have an Aries moon. I mean, not just because that, like obviously social conditioning and experience and life, but also that Aries moon though. I feel like I, since learning that, have been calmer in conflict. Because I feel
you can understand
like,
it better, right? Like you know what? Yeah.
And like when I feel that rage bubbling up inside of me, I use my coping skills instead of just like flipping and like getting really upset. I still cry often, which is another Aries moon thing. However, I feel like it's fewer and far between as I become more aware and I'm connecting more to like myself in different ways. I also feel like I just have to be dramatic first. If you could just give me a few minutes of like just getting it out, it'll be fine. It just needs to happen.
I feel that as another fire moon.
Yes.
I can relate to that. Like if I am at a moment where like I need to just get it out, like I need to do it and you're not allowed to judge me and I just need to have a moment.
Yeah. What's also interesting is my partner, Ken, has a Sagittarius moon. There's a lot of fire moon happenings around me.
Yeah.
So many people in the coven have Aries moons. Like, so many.
Like, what percentage would you say?
A lot. I don't know. Like, 20 to 30%, I feel like. It's a good chunk.
I don't feel like that's a lot of people. I thought you were going to be like 80% of the coven.
Amberly, Diane, Kim, me. Somebody else I read recently has an Aries moon. Andrea of Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie.
Mm-hmm. Me.
Did you say meep?
I said me.
Well, you have a Leo moon, not an Aries moon.
Oh, well, I thought we were talking about fire moons.
No, those are all Aries moons.
That's just Aries.
Yeah.
Oh. No, yeah. No, that's a lot then. I thought you were like 30% are fire moons. I'm like, that's not even that much more than a quarter. And it's only four elements. What are you saying? Like, yeah, for an Aries moon, that is a lot. Yeah.
And I feel like there's more. I just can't recall at this moment. But there's definitely one or two more people that have an Aries moon. But then also, like, there is also just a ton of Aries placements in general. Because, like, Margot has an Aries rising. Coco has a ton of Aries placements. Stevie has a ton of Aries placements. Michaela has a ton of Aries placements. There's a lot of Aries happening at the coven.
I'm surprised we all get along so well. Now knowing how much Aries is in there.
Yeah. Also at the same time though, like you're one of your best friends is an Aries. So you and Geminis and Aries get along well.
Yeah. We just literally make the way and just blaze it all on fire. Fire tornado.
Just blaze.
Yes.
Also something that I don't think I've mentioned on here yet is that I had a reading with Colin of Queer Cosmos. I just right now, because we're talking about this, I just want to specifically talk about my moon with what he said. And essentially, it was just like your brain gets really fuzzy and foggy when you don't translate your emotions into physical movement. So it was like a conversation about like how I could incorporate more movement into my life to clear my brain to help me process better. And I have found that lately I've been trying to like do more dancing. And I do feel like it's helping, even though I was just talking about my emotional turmoil earlier. But
no, but I think it's an interesting point because then people can look at their moons. Like if they have a water moon, well, see, that's the thing. My brain goes like stillness might be nice for them, but it's probably like stillness of the mind because you don't want rough waters of the mind.
Right. I would lean more towards like creation.
Growth, like what, like a...
Or like physical creation, like art or like something that you can make, like crocheting or needlepoint, something like that, that allows you to. But then it's also like there's a very fine line between escapism and
there's a really fine line between escapism and handling your moon sign.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess, or is there any more about Colin that you'd like to touch on?
It was just amazing. I highly recommend it. I know I'm like an astrologer that gives readings that like you should get a reading from this person. But I feel like his level of knowledge, but also he's so amazing. There's just so many things I could say. He also has just this library essentially on Google Docs. Oh
yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
That he sends to you and he's like, you should read this article. You should read this article. Like there's this quiz. You should take that quiz and see how you're feeling about things after that. If you want to journal on this, like based on my sign, such a Gemini.
I think he's a Gemini.
Yeah. I think he's a Gemini sun, Capricorn moon, Leo rising.
Oh my goodness.
I know. So close.
Let's put his link in the bio. Yes. So people want to check because even just the way that he presents his information on his social media is adorable. And yeah.
Like you said, the way that he presents things is always like clear and concise. And he's always like citing his sources and like just.
Well, I also love that he like brings Brené Brown into stuff. Like that's the shit that he's citing. And that he really tickles my Gemini placements. Because I'm just like, yes, more knowledge. Yes, yes.
And so, yeah, so this library is amazing. So I guess he sends it to like the people that he does the readings for. And he also has this like virtual AI note taker that like takes notes as you're talking. So not only do you get like a written script of the conversation, but also the video. And all in all, it was 100% worth it. I would do it again. in a second. He was very fun. And he was also very generous with his time. It was an hour reading. We were on the phone for an hour and 20 minutes. It was wonderful. Highly recommend.
At some point, I would like him to give me a reading. I'm going to do it one day. One day.
One day more. The thing about him is that like he has like written a book. He was...
I have it.
On Written in the Stars.
Yes.
Which was like a dating show based on astrology. I don't know. I just love watching his life. Like he lives part-time in Italy, part-time in New York, part-time in LA. Like he just has the life that I aspire to. So I look up to him a lot for, you know, the way that he does things. And I feel like the way that I do things is more intuitive based. Like I have the base, I have the bones of the knowledge, but a lot of my readings are based on intuition on like how the signs play together. For him, I feel like, yes, intuition is 100% involved, but he's like a knowledge person. I just feel like the way that he sees things was just eye-opening to me because like he saw things that I've never seen in my chart. And obviously I look at my chart often.
You need that. You need to have those moments of somebody else looking at the things from a different perspective.
For sure. Like
if you do any type of service like this, you should absolutely also be going and getting those services done for you.
Yeah. Somebody with bigger or different tools in order to help you move along on your path. So yeah, just a very eye-opening experience. The biggest thing that he focused on was my Mars and my Pluto because they're opposite each other, which I never noticed before. So we talked a lot about that. And that was like one of the also really eye-opening things because it's my Mars is in Taurus and my Pluto is in Scorpio. And it's in the sixth house and the 12th house. So it's just like very important houses, very important energy. And it was very helpful. So Colin, if you're listening, thanks. Love ya.
Thanks, friend.
Two Long Islanders.
Long Island. I highlighted some passages, some little sentences, tidbit things about the moon signs. So we can just talk about like what the fuck a moon sign even is. And I'm like, I highlighted it because I was like, profound when I read it. And then I was like, I wonder what Teresa thinks.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get got. You have some time until you get got. So it's fine.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about Aries. You're like, I would just want to talk about what the placement of moon signs
Okay. Well, I'm still going to get got today anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah. Like, we got to explain what we're talking to people about.
That's true.
Because that's one thing is like when people ask, what is a moon sign? There's a lot of different answers. I have a hot take about what the moon sign like actually is. So here's one quote. Here's one hot take. And this is from Evangeline Adams.
Okay.
The Evangeline Adams wrote, "The sun signifies individuality and the moon signifies your personality."
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know how I feel about that because I do feel like they're both one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you feel about that quote, the first quote.
Well, I feel like the moon kind of rules our emotional actions, the way we react to things, whether we're happy or sad. And even though Mars also has a hand in that, I feel like
the moon is the source.
Right. And I feel like because the moon is very inward, it's very much about like your internal world. I feel like that kind of makes sense to me that the moon would be your personality because it's the way that you perceive the world almost through your experiences in life. But I feel like that can also be your rising sign though too, you know, like.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we gotta figure out what the fuck a moon sign even is. All right, I'm gonna skip to one just because I think it pops off of this and then I can go back to it. So in many ways, our moon personality is the one you keep hidden. Human beings tend to disapprove of instinctive behavior. We call it uncivilized, primitive, animalistic. Thus, in certain respects, your moon personality is a part of yourself that you find disturbing.
Oh my God.
But it's like...
But kind of, though.
But then it's like, to go into the sun being your individuality and your moon being your personality, but the personality is your, like, the instinctive behavior that society disapproves of you, that like,
right,
so you just keep it inside.
And also though, it's, is it also just your perception of the thing though too, was kind of like where I went in that quote. But that was kind of rude, but also understanding. Like, I kind of understand it.
This is from the book. So, like, you know.
Of course, rude.
Yeah.
I understand it because the moon can represent some things that you find shameful. It's like kind of like your trauma lives there. I feel like because of that, things that, like, even though you shouldn't be ashamed of it, it's easy to be ashamed of the things that you're emotional about or the way that you reacted to something. Or there are some times that I do something super spontaneously because, like, I just, if I don't do it, I'm going to explode. And then, like, I regret it and shame spiral after.
That is the next quote. In essence, the moon represents the side of you that reacts before you have time to think.
Yeah, your knee-jerk reaction.
It is also your moon side that can spontaneously feel and express joy and pleasure, the side that reacts to emotional stimuli. So that's where my anxiety, my panic attacks come from, my moon sign.
Yeah, big same.
It also says here, the moon is the ruler, has rulership over the five senses, which I think makes sense if it's your knee-jerk reaction instinct before you have time to think. Because, like, the senses, we don't really have much control over. Like, it's something that happens, like, when I go and touch something and I feel this book in my hands, I feel this and I sense it before I think about it and say I got this book in my hand.
So what's interesting about that is that even though the moon is domicile in Cancer, so, like, the sign the moon rules is Cancer, but it's also exalted in Taurus. And with it being exalted in Taurus, it's just like a very comfortable place for the moon to be. And Taurus is all about the senses too. So Taurus is like a super sensual sign with the five senses, like in a sexy way, but also in, like, in order for them to remember something, they have to feel it with their whole being. Everything needs to be activated. And that's what makes Tauruses, like, so romantic, is because they remember things about you. And especially when you, like, inspire love, hate, whatever.
Well, because if you're sensing it, mm-hmm. it's deeper than what you're thinking.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And I agree.
That's interesting. I have here also the moon stands for infancy, childhood, your dreams, memory, and past. All these words can be summed up as your inner psyche. The moon is a threshold of the subconscious. And with both of those, I was like, is the way to look at your moon personality literally to observe the version of you when you daydream?
That's an interesting thought. I was still kind of like on the it being you as a child thing. Because so when we're children, we're not jaded by the world and the experiences of
yeah.
being judged and all of those things. So we just live and do as we feel and, like, instinctually, as we, as you mentioned earlier.
But that's also daydream me.
Right.
When I'm daydreaming me in my highest, greatest good reality, I got that childhood mindset where I'm just, like, doing the things.
Yeah, that makes sense. Interesting. That's an interesting thought. I like that thought.
You like that thought?
I do. I do like that thought. I feel like I'm going to have to investigate.
Yeah, what I noted down was your moon personality is expressed in your daydreams.
I could see it, but I feel like I need to be more aware of it to understand it more. So I'm going to investigate. I'm going to do some research on my daydreaming time.
Yeah.
See where I'm at, and I'll
let you know. Everyone listening, think about yourself as, because it's like how you present as main character in your daydreams. Like, that's mm-hmm. your moon. This is me again saying the same thing multiple different times, just trying to make sure that everyone understands.
Everybody
what I'm
gets
saying.
It. You're doing great.
Thanks.
You got to appeal to everybody.
Yeah. So, Jemini, I daydream that just one day everyone is going to understand me.
I feel like that's your Gemini Mercury too, more than anything, because I feel like that with my Virgo Mercury as well, that, like, I have to over explain things sometimes because I mm-hmm. need you to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I get you. My yeah. Virgo Mercury sees your Gemini Mercury and we yeah. clasp hands in that.
Yeah. Another thing that I personally just enjoyed, it was saying here, it's important love factor and that strong lasting bonds in relationships, one partner's sun sign
will be another person's moon sign.
Mm.
And that makes me happy because John's got a Gemini moon.
Aw, cute. Does he have any Leo placements? Because he's a Cancer, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you still haven't gotten his full info.
I've had it before, and then, like, yeah, I can probably get it again. It's somewhere. I mean, I know I can easily get it again. I should have saved it in my photos, and I didn't. I should have screenshotted it. I bet you it is screenshotted somewhere in my photo.
That's a rookie mistake. You just type in John and see if it comes up. That's what I do when I'm searching for people's charts.
Yeah, but I don't think it has.
Oh, well, you use Astro Charts, right? You don't use AstroSeek?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You can also just type in Cancer, see if it comes up. Also, on to your point about somebody, like a good match being somebody's moon sign to somebody's sun sign, Patrick and Katie have that because Patrick is a Scorpio and Katie is a Scorpio moon. Cute.
That's cute. There's another thing I want to touch on with the moon. The fact that it straight up affects us in a very serious way, much like the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's scientific facts.
Oh, in my opinion, the moon is the most important sign in your chart.
That is a bold statement you just made.
It's a bold statement, but it's what I believe in my soul. Until you truly know yourself and the things that make you tick and like your knee-jerk reactions and those moments, do you really know yourself? It's your inner world.
My hot take that I wrote down earlier is we never can really know our moon sign.
Mm.
How do I explain this? With the Kabbalah tree of life, the first three is called the Godhead. All right, that's just a term. And the whole idea is that it's the beginning of creation, and then it goes through all these different processes through wisdom and knowledge and like mercy and like all these things until it comes down to physical form. And I feel like if the moon sign is something that like is, it's our instinct, but I feel like it's before the instinct. Like the whole thing about the tree of life in Kabbalah is that the top part, like you could not even imagine what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe God is in our moon signs.
And we just back scratcher drop.
But that's like, can we ever really fully know our moon sign? But then also I can get meta with it and it's like, do we know anything? Is anything real? But I'm gonna try to not, but I'm also gonna try not to like just make it funny, haha, because I'm a Gemini. Like, what? The computer just glitched, by the
way. I know, my camera's glitching. I know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I don't like it because we just said hail CERN. Are they watching us? I'm scared. If you start glitching, I'm a freak the fuck out.
I hope that I glitch right now. For those of you at home, I just started making a glitchy motion. Anyway,
I feel like you could. I get what you're saying, and I agree. However, I feel like awareness is where you get to know your moon sign. But I also am thinking of it from a standpoint of like meditation, right? So if we look at it at a standpoint of meditation, it's kind of like the more you sit with it, the more you look at it, the more that you view it from like a witnessing place rather than a reactive place. That's kind of where we can get to know our moon sign better. But I do agree that that's one of the placements that we may not ever fully understand, and that's okay. And I feel like that's Chiron too. You know, it's everything in astrology is a journey, not a destination, but specifically the really emotional places, I feel like are definitely that, you know?
Yeah. Specifically because the moon in this verbiage here in this book here, it's representative of memory and the past. That means that you could never know it in the present, because it's only when you're reflecting on your actions in the past that you can start to kind of understand your moon.
Mm.
But then in those sense, that's the same thing with just healing in general. You get reflect, like what you're saying, like it's just like reflecting on what it is and how you feel and stuff. But I feel like understanding your moon sign, the only way you can start to do that is actually reflecting on your past reactions.
For sure. I agree. And I feel like that's so Cancer, you know, like the nostalgia and the memories and reflecting on things from the past. And to move it more forward with Cancer, it's kind of like wanting to return back to easier, better times where I felt this way or that way with a certain person. So like, I feel like, yes, what you described is very much the moon, but I also feel like that's very much like Cancer moon too. Like if I think of like my Cancer moon friends, like the nostalgia is real. Like sometimes like trying to reflect on things turns into like a downward spiral, because now it's like all about like your worth compared to who you were in the past or past experiences. So I think what you said about like the nostalgia and the past stuff definitely makes sense to all moon signs. But what clicked in my mind was that also sounds very Cancer moon.
Cancer moon is the memories and the The moon in your horoscope modifies your sun sign. It brings new forces, different motivations, and special elements to the character of your sun sign. Your sun sign personality and moon sign personality are a blend, a marriage, if you will, as in a marriage. Desperate elements sometimes work together to form a compatible partnership, each lending the other its strengths. But sometimes there is conflict in which opposing traits collide with each other.
Yeah.
If you feel you are in a constant conflict with yourself, if you feel you are two different people torn and pulled by each other, astrology can help you. That's what it says.
Can it?
Can it? That's a bold claim. Again, bold claims. Study both your sun sign and moon sign. Learn the positive and negative sides of these signs and try to recognize these elements within yourself. Shut up, book lady. Anyway, but my favorite thing here too is the know thyself, which is what the ancient Greeks carved on the Temple of Delphi. There are the oracles of Delphi, which is the picture that I have that I love on my wall. It's the idea that human beings have struggled towards for thousands of years.
It's just, and it is what astrology can teach us. Know thyself.
You heard it here second.
Oh, our good friend, Joanna Martin Woolfolk.
I just want to say Joanna Gaines.
I love Joanna Gaines.
She's a vibe.
Indeed.
All right. So let's roast you a little here.
Oh, we haven't already been doing that? Just kidding.
No.
JK. No.
So because we're starting the year in Aries with your moon. So we're going to talk about the Aries moon. I'm going to read things at you.
Great.
And then you can just tell me if you like it or you hate it.
I will.
So the bright side of Aries moon, it says you, my friend, you are more energetic, enterprising, optimistic, open to change, and idealistic. The dark side of the Aries moon, you're impulsive, you're opinionated, domineering, you're impatient, and you're vain.
Yeah.
You're so vain.
I wouldn't say
that. The song is about you. Yeah. Do you know that Mick Jagger's in that song? He's singing in the background of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
After this. Yeah, you can hear him. He like co-sings it with Carly Simon. He's in that
nice.
Song. Facts.
I guess vain makes sense. I wouldn't consider myself being vain, but I definitely do care what people think about me, especially in situations where I feel like I should look good. I try to make myself look good, but I also have a Leo sun too. So there's that. I would definitely say that I am optimistic and open to change. I would say that there are other things in my chart that maybe go against the open to change thing, but I am open to like new ideas. Sometimes the like the action behind it is lacking. Definitely impulsive. Definitely impatient. But as we discussed earlier, my patience, after I figured out that I had an Aries moon, that's something I have been working on.
Yeah. I think I found your vein bubble here.
Okay.
Because I looked it up because I was like, what is the actual, like, we all know what vein means, but I'm like, what's the dictionary say?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it says here, it's like, what does it mean in a person? Is too proud of your appearance, abilities, and achievements.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're like too proud, like annoying or anything with it, but you have, like, you talk about your abilities and your achievements. I don't think in an unhealthy way. I think it's in a healthy way.
Right.
But like, I think that's maybe where your vein is. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to be mean.
Not at all. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, I also feel like a lot of that for me is also needing reassurance on the things that I do.
Keep doing the things that you do.
Yeah.
That's all you need. I just told you. You're good. But also keep telling us about it too. So we love that.
Right. But no, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And that's also something that I'm working on currently, is like trying to give myself props. I don't need you to tell me that I did a good job. I got to know it inside.
I got to feel, I mean, I'm not going to.
Oh, we're going to like rip me apart right now. It's fine.
I feel like Leo Moon definitely has vein in there as well. And
are
you know what?
Take a peek ahead. I turned right to
it. Oh, whoa, mine is really fucking rude. That is so rude.
And I don't feel like you're any of those things except maybe the first one sometimes.
I'm absolutely the first one.
Yeah.
All right, well, just, you guys have to come back to Leo Moon for that. I might be sick that day and not call out.
You're gonna call out?
Really fucking mean. I was going to say the whole vein thing is just the fact that you and I have a collective obsession with having multiple different glasses.
I broke my favorite one.
Oh, no. I saw you had pink ones on this morning. Now you have blue ones on.
Oh, yeah. No, that's different. Not these, okay. Thank goodness. The ones that have like the black frame on top and the silver frame on the bottom. I'm going to buy new ones. I need them.
I know. We all need them. I found my old blue ones that I couldn't find for a while. And then I found my yellow ones. And I'm like, all right, the family's back together.
Yeah.
That's the self-indulgent and the
impulsive.
Impulsive and the vanity.
Yep.
And I guess just with Leo, vanity's just built in there with the self-indulgent. I totally just got like
triggered.
Off railed. Yeah.
Well, I feel like Leo is also a lot about perception. So like, yes, vanity, but more perception. Like, how am I being perceived in this moment?
Yeah, I don't want to get too Leo because we got a lot of time. But there's a text from my mom today specifically that I feel fits what you're just saying.
Okay.
I had to go have a meeting today with people that I've never met in person. Mm-hmm. My mom has met them. And I asked, like, how do they dress? You know, I don't want to be super overdressed. And she responds, nice and conservative. And she said, no crazy overalls or combat boots. And I was like, well, duh, LOL. And she said, you asked, with the hand up emojis. Mm-hmm. And I said, I asked how they dress so I wouldn't be too fancy. Who thinks overalls and combat boots are fancy? LOL, LOL, LOL. And then she says, babe, you go from lunch at the Four Seasons on the way to liberate Cuba.
Nice.
And then I said, variety is the spice of life.
Perfect.
Just about all of having all different, I want the things to represent all of my different personalities.
Of course, yeah.
That's a Leo moon with a Gemini, everything. Anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Also, I feel like, she is very funny. And I was also going to say, I feel like that involves your Capricorn rising too, because I feel like Capricorn risings have really unique style. and it's not really talked about a lot, but I've read a couple of Capricorn risings, and I feel like there's always like something. Like for you, like, yes, you do have a lot of different clothes, but it's also like your glasses, like, you know, like things like that. Like your jewelry. Like, I feel like that's probably where your Gemini comes in. But I feel like there's always like something that they have that makes them unique.
Yes. It's not my glasses. It's my glasses chains.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely my jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I just think of your big like obsidian mirror.
Mm.
Love that thing.
Me too. I found one of my quartz bracelets that I love so much.
Ooh, nice. I feel like I remember when you got that. Did you get that on the tour? Or you had it for the tour?
Yeah. I've had this for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it goes away sometimes and then it comes back and I'm like, yee! Anyway, okay. Woo! Let's get back to roasting you so I can start feeling better about myself. Thanks.
Great. I'm ready.
Aries is an active fiery moon, but the moon is cool and passive.
Passive aggressive.
This disparity gives great brilliance and sharpness to the senses, but also results in a nervous temperament. I would not find you to be, well,
I'm good at masking.
You're good at masking. Yes. Mm-hmm. I know that you can be nervous.
Yeah.
But you, yeah, yes. If you have a moon in Aries, you have a high-strung disposition. Your impressions of the world around you are swift and instantaneous, and you never doubt them for a moment.
I agree. I feel like I can doubt myself, though, sometimes, but I feel like that's other placements, too. But I'm good at making, I'm good at judging things pretty quickly. Does that make me judgmental? Maybe.
We're all judgmental. We're humans. As a result, you tend to be very sure of your opinions and don't like it when people question or contradict you.
Oh, I fucking hate it when people question me. I hate it. That was part of my thing today at work, like getting questioned on my ability to do things. There's no faster way to flip my fucking switch.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
Even look at me with a question mark.
Right. And it's also depends on who it's coming from, though. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
but it, no matter what, I'm still triggered a little bit, even if it's coming from a nice place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Aries moon endows you with charm and a special knack for getting others to do what you want. You manipulative bitch. I'm just kidding. You're not at all. I don't see that.
I'm not a manipulative person, but I'm a good saleswoman.
Same. You're extremely fond of talking about almost anything and sound knowledgeable on a wide range of subjects, but you have a short attention span. Mm-hmm. Although enthusiasm and energy abound, the long, hard necessity of really performing once often causes you to fall short of your goal. Mm. That's rude. I feel like a lot of this Aries moon, Aries moon is a Gemini sun. You like to talk about anything and you sound like you know what you're talking about, but like maybe sometimes you don't.
I could agree with that. They could definitely clasp hands for sure.
Yeah, you're quick to pick yourself up and move on to something new and exciting, leaving the old project to wither away. That's also Gemini sun. That's also Sag sun.
I feel like, and those three signs, I would be like ADHD signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. However, if you are pursuing a goal you really have your heart set on, you will drive yourself to the limit of your endurance.
That's
facts. Take it to the limit. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where you really exceed is on the social scene. Be able both to stimulate and to delight. And no party should be without the wit and sparkle of an Aries moon. I agree with that statement.
Aw, thanks.
Yes. In addition, you are generous when you feel kindly disposed towards someone and you give unselfishly of your time, attention, concern, and even your money. However, a Moonarian, that's a first. Moonarian who feels slighted or unappreciated will sulk and pout and complain about the world's harsh treatments.
Yeah, sometimes it just gotta be dramatic. Also, I feel like you give unselfishly of your time and attention and concern. Like, yes, I thought that was my cancer placements, but maybe they can like clasp hands on that.
Yeah, I definitely think there's hand clasping there.
It's a lot of hand clasping tonight. A lot of hands. It's the hands across America.
Gotta catch these hands. On the plus side, you have a great passion for life. A basic optimism underlies your personality. And unless your sun is in a water sign of Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, you don't hold a grudge for long. Do you hold grudges for a long time? You probably do. Yeah. Leo, sun, Aries, moon. Thing. It depends on the severity.
It depends. Absolutely. That is 100%. Like, there was a big friendship breakup that I had in 2021 that I feel like I am not holding a grudge, but also I'm setting it's more of a boundary. Now that I'm more aware of boundaries, less grudges, more boundaries.
Ooh.
If that makes sense.
It does. Your most striking characteristic
is a hatred of restriction.
That's facts. That is facts.
But I feel like it's restrictions that no one has control over also.
Yes. But also,
I'm thinking of Stevie right now, too, with her Aries moon.
Yeah. I feel like it kind of goes hand in hand with like not wanting to be told what to do in a way.
Yeah.
And also like thinking about, like, for example, my car situation. I share a car with my partner, and there are some times that I need to like leave things that I don't want to leave because like my partner may need the car.
Yeah.
And like that restriction is one of my biggest pet peeves. It's definitely better now. Like in the beginning, it was really hard, and I really felt like my freedom was like being tested.
Yeah.
But as you know, as you figure things out and you work through it. But I feel like that is definitely something that's pretty big for me there.
Yeah. I have to read this next sentence with a lot of sass.
Do okay. it. Mm-hmm.
You will do what you want without any interference. Thank you.
That's facts.
Like, but where does that sentence play into this? Like literally out of nowhere. Like she's just like, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch. I'm gonna go back to being a bitch talking about themselves. Thank you. Like that little sassy thank you in there.
I feel like the editor put that in.
Probably.
They're like, we gotta break this up a little bit.
Yeah. Because you resent advice, you rarely are willing to listen to other people's opinions. This obviously has its drawbacks. But in a situation in which a decision must be made instantly, no one is more decisive and forceful than you. You perform best under pressure and handle emergencies as quickly as a firefighter answering an alarm bell.
Yes to that part. I perform really well under pressure and handle emergencies well. No to the rarely willing to listen to other people's opinions and advice. I feel like this is kind of where my Virgo Mercury shines. Like I need everybody that I care about opinion before I make a decision, because I feel like then I take the puzzle pieces of what everybody thinks based on their perception of me. And then I put them together and I'm like, what is the decision that I want to make based on the opinions and advice of other people in my life?
Yeah.
I would say that I'm not good at taking criticism though. Like if somebody's like not offering me a solution, but offering me a critique, then that's kind of where I get a little sassy.
Yeah. So it says here, the sign of Aries symbolically represents a fork in the road, and the lives of Moon and Aries people are marked by sudden change. They often reach positions of authority and are successful in the world of business and government. As a Moonarian, the essence of your emotional life is the love of the chase. You view life as a grand quest and impulsively pursue love, success, and attention from others. The chase, in fact, is far more satisfying than the prize itself. Achieving the prize of Cheez-Its is never as thrilling as wanting the prize of Cheez-Its. What? That doesn't make sense.
Not when it comes to Jesus.
I love Jesus so much, though.
Me too.
Achieving the prize is never as thrilling as wanting the prize and galvanizing your energy into going after it.
I feel like I can relate to that. Like, yes, a lot of the time the outcome of things is exciting and wonderful, but it is the climb that I enjoy the most.
No matter what your sun sign might be, an Aries moon confers a quality of self-confidence and an adventurous spirit that runs through your personality. If your sun is a fire sign,
that's me.
That's you. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. An Aries moon underlies your impulsiveness and enhances your magnetic abilities to sway others. You have a great dash and energy.
I mean, Stevie's also a saleswoman. Salesperson.
Yeah.
Sales folk.
Impulsive and salespeople.
Yeah. Sounds like in the 80s, I would have done a lot of cocaine.
That was like everyone in the 80s, though.
That's true.
That's like literally everyone in the 80s did a lot of cocaine. That's why we're all so weird, because all of our moms were fucked up on cocaine.
Yeah.
That's why millennials are all crazy. Anyway.
You're not, I don't think you're wrong.
I'm never wrong. Okay.
True. Sorry.
My Leo moon. Anyway, I'm just bullying people. Yeah. If your sun's in an air sign, you should know what those are by now. But just in case you're new, that's Gemini, a Libra, and an Aquarius. An Aries moon bestows a shrewd intellect and persuasive powers of expression. I don't know how I feel. I don't have any.
I'm trying to
just
think
the idea of like an air
sun.
An air sun with an Aries moon.
Seems like a lot. I feel like Aries and Aquarius have a lot in common too. I feel like certain things I feel like they like are similar with. So I feel like somebody that has like an Aquarius sun and an Aries moon would probably be a very powerful person.
Yeah, I agree with
Not
that.
Not that the other ones wouldn't be. I feel like somebody with a Gemini sun and an Aries moon, like if you have that, can you let us know if you're okay? Like I just need to, and I also want to know what grounds you in your chart.
Yeah. If your sun is an earth sign, an Aries moon accentuates your leadership abilities and lends your personality a creative positiveness and advanced outlook. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Me too. And I feel like, so
my
for example,
are jealous of all of that. Like my cap Amberly, rising is like, I want that.
Amberly and Diane are Taurus and Virgo, and then they both have Aries moons, and so is Kim. Kim's a Taurus with an Aries moon, and I feel like they're all very innovative in different ways.
Yeah, and they definitely, the advanced outlook keeps mm-hmm. like gets them moving and going
for sure.
Mm-hmm. If your sun is in a water sign, an Aries moon emphasizes imagination and intensity. You have an increased ability to create striking original work. You're an artiste.
I love that.
It says, whatever your sun sign, an Aries moon confers quickness of mind, an outspoken nature, and an inability to live under other people's, that's supposed to say structures, right?
I think it's strictures.
Yeah, but structures.
Is strictures a word?
I don't know.
Let's see. Go to the Google machine.
Yeah. Restriction on a person or activity. I hate the word stricture.
Me too.
I hate it. It's a horrible word.
Also, something to mention, though, is that somebody that has an Aries moon, like Aries is ruled by Mars. So if you marry the energy of Mars and the moon, like that's kind of... what you get in these reactive places.
That makes sense. And then in the sense of the house is being ruled by different signs,
mm-hmm.
it being your first house of self,
Yep.
Shaking hands with Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moon and the Mars shaking hands. And then they all sit Indian style together and circle jerk.
Yes. That is exactly what happens.
Yes. I got famous people with Aries moons here.
I feel like I don't know a lot of these people. I guess I know more than I think. Please.
I don't know any of them. I don't know any of them. I'm just kidding. We got Bill Gates.
Bill.
Nah, the science guy. No, not that Bill. Bill Gates. Al Capone. Al Capone. Salvador Dali. Henry 567. Henry the Eighth.
Gotta do math real quick.
I gotta do math real quick. Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Mark Twain, Leonard Bernstein. That's the Maestro, that movie that just came out. Did you see that with what's his handsome face? I'm really upset that I can't think of his name.
I'm sorry.
I have not seen it. I know someone who's his cousin. Nice. He's real. He did the movie with Lady Gaga.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. Cooper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bradley Cooper plays him.
You're like, me first.
No, don't say it. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Maestro.
Did you say Marlon Brando?
I don't know who that is.
You met me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Oh. Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known that. I should have
known
that.
You did.
In my heart.
You did.
Mm-hmm. In my heart, I did.
I'm going to look up other Aries moon folks. I did look up Bill Nye, which I feel like we should do him for our Sagittarius season because Bill Nye, he's a Sag. But he has a Taurus moon, but he does have very many Sag placements. So
I love watch out. Him.
Me too. I'd kiss him. Even in his older age, I would kiss Bill Nye.
Let's do Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson in one episode. Ooh. And compare their charts.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. So Salvador Dali definitely holds grudges.
I also feel like the striking art, you know, like, yeah.
So, all right. There's this podcast that I love. I've told you about it. It was called Pearl Mania 500. Now it's called Too Many Tabs, which makes sense. And they did a backlog of video of podcasts because they were having a baby and pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they had one of their friends come on and do an episode on Salvador Dali. And I learned so much about him. One of my favorite things is that he got offended by something Sigmund Freud said, but it's because he didn't understand it.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he held a grudge when really Freud was giving him a compliment. But he like didn't understand that it was a compliment.
Mm. That good like old perception.
Yeah, yeah. Like basically Freud said in some way that he can't see the consciousness in Dali's paintings, which is, you know, like that is what Dali wanted.
Right.
Like where, like, it should be all subconscious stuff. And like Freud said that and was like, I don't see the consciousness. And Dali got offended.
Well, I just looked up Dali's chart and Taurus sun, Aries moon, Cancer rising.
He also was a Nazi sympathizer. So, but he did do a painting of like Hitler in a tutu. So it's like, nice. Was he? Like, we don't know the whole story, but like he kind of was.
Right.
Also, all right, I don't know why I'm going on this Dali kick. Y'all should just go listen to this episode. So his parents had a child and the child passed away. And then they had Sal like a year later. And his parents said that he was the reincarnation of the first child.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and he believed it. And it was like a whole thing in their family that like he was the reincarnation of child number one.
That's wild.
And they like had a painting up and like he would sometimes refer to himself as like, it was like a whole thing.
Do you think he was, or do you think it was just
I didn't think because much more about it. I just was like, this is bananas.
In pajamas?
Bananas in pajamas.
So on astro charts, it doesn't just give Aries moon people. It gives like the sun and the moon. So I'm just going to select like a few out of each category. So an Aries sun, Aries moon person is Lucy Lawless, Xena Warrior Princess.
I was her for Halloween so many times when I was growing up. Because I used to have straight hair and bangs.
Nice. I love her. She's so Me beautiful. Too. Celine Dion, our good friend.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Celine Dion. Oh, man. And Nathan Fillion, who I also love. Little cutie. Little cute guy.
I can't think of who that is.
Okay. So now Taurus sun, Aries moon, while you're looking up Nathan Fillion. George Lopez.
Why did you say that? Like, so excited.
I love George Lopez. The George Lopez show. It's a great show.
You love George Lopez?
When I was young, I did love George Lopez. I haven't watched his show in a very long time, but
it's acceptable when you're young.
Yeah. Now, not so much.
Not funny. I found George Lopez later in life. And I'm not interested. Not interested. Yeah.
Definitely was like Nick at Night. I'm falling asleep. Yeah. And George Lopez is on. Kind of vibe.
I haven't watched everything. There might be some funny shit in there out there, but
Barbara Streisand. Taurus sun, Aries moon. Penelope Cruz and Joe Cocker. He's a singer, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Gemini sun, Aries moon. We have Bonnie Raitt. I can't make you love me if you don't. And a bunch of other people that I don't know. Jeremy Renner. I do know Jeremy Renner. He is Hawkeye in the Avengers movies. Now, Cancer sun, Aries moon. We have nobody that I know, so we're going to skip it. And then we have Leo sun, Aries moon, Daniel Radcliffe, my good friend. Sam Elliott, friend of the show. Sam Elliott, so many good people. I knew it. I'm going to be on this list one day. There's my vanity.
James, I do love Sam Elliott.
Who doesn't love Sam Elliott? That man's voice. Is amazing. So James Corden, Justin Theroux, who also has my birthday too, and we have the same sun and moon. How fun. Also Antonio Banderas, we also share a birthday, and he also has an Aries moon. Wow, I really am gonna be famous one day, guys. Oh, and also your good friend that we discussed earlier, Andy Warhol, Leo sun, Aries moon.
Have I brought this up yet on here? I think I just talked about it in our group chat.
Oh, I thought we talked about it here. You can talk about it here if you would like.
Everyone, today was a magical day. I, with my own two eyes, got to see a Andy Warhol original that's like privately owned. And it was the dopest shit ever.
That is really cool, especially for you, like somebody who's like very into art. Like, I feel like it would be cool for anybody to see, but because you are somebody who like specifically appreciates art, I feel like it's even more exciting, you know?
I got like goosebumps and like fangirled. Yeah. Cause like I got to see it, like
they were freshly taking it out.
Mm.
Like, I was like, wait, because I saw a thing go by. It said Warhol on it. And I was like, can I see that? What is that? Can I see what's inside of there?
But
I'm not allowed to talk about what it is because of a bunch of stuff. But, like, I saws it.
That's the only one with that exact combination, all those things.
Yeah.
It's of a series. But that's the only, I wanted to lick it.
It was unique. and rare. And I feel like rare things have like a lot of power, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Virgo, Sun, Aries, Moon, nobody that I know on here, but we know a lot of personally. We know one for sure personally, which is our good friend Diane, is a Virgo, Sun, Aries, Moon.
Which, if you went to Anahata's, she's the one who taught ground your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I know her class was like big popular. So
yeah, it sure was, and it was great. Yeah. Yeah. And I still have my little acorn that she gave out. So Libra Sun, Aries Moon, we have John Lithgow, who is an actor. You would know who he is if you saw him.
Well, I don't. John Lithgow?
Yeah, Lithgow. He's like one of those guys with the face, you know.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not 30 Rock. Third Rock from the Sun.
Love 30 Rock though too. E.E. Cummings, Anne Rice, T.I.
Yo, T.I. has the most beautiful smile of any person on the
planet. T.I. is very good looking. And also John Coltrane, Libra Sun, Aries Moon. We have Scorpio Sun, Aries Moon, Joaquin Phoenix, which I feel like feels so right.
Wait, what is that? Because we covered him. Scorpio Sun,
Aries Moon. So yes, Joaquin Phoenix, Jamie Lee Curtis, yes,
mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Rob Schneider,
wait, Jamie Lee Curtis as a Scorpio does not make sense to me.
All the Halloween movies.
Oh, okay.
Scream Queen, Aries Moon, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Rob Schneider, which I love the movie Hot Chick. You ever seen that movie?
Yes.
That movie when I was a kid really, really got me. I haven't watched it as an adult, but I used to love that movie. Sally Field. There's a lot of good ones here too. Jimmy Kimmel. Meg Ryan. Our good friend Bill Gates that we mentioned earlier. That's a Scorpio Sun with an Aries Moon. There's just so many. This is a lot. I feel like I have to go through the rest of them, but it's a lot. Let's see. Sagittarius with a Aries Moon. We have Stephen Merchant, who is like one of the creators of the original Office, The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Somerhalder, who is sexy AF. It's in the eyes. Mark Twain. Jerry Lawler for our wrestling fans out there. Jerry the King Lawler. And yeah, that's the Sag. And then Cap Sun, Aries Moon, we have Jared Leto. Joe Manganiello, also a very seductive man. Shonda Rhimes, Danny McBride, which I used to hate Danny McBride, but as I go on in life, I've learned to enjoy him more, especially after watching The Righteous Gemstones. Do you ever watch that on HBO?
I watched a part of it, and it was funny. I also love Pineapple Express.
Oh, I love Pineapple Express, yeah.
I mean, he has quoted my favorite quote that I love to say. Like, it's from his mouth. As I ripped a man's jaw off once I sinked it.
Yep.
Eastbound and Down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's I will say
Ice Principles, which is funny too.
Yeah, he's like you know, like a Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Like, I feel like there's don't come at me, but there was a time when Will Ferrell was not funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became fucking hilarious to me.
Right. Yeah, and I feel that way with Danny McBride for sure. So, Aquarius. I will say,
my brain instantly went to Back to the Future with McBride, though.
Mm. McFly.
I know, but my brain went to Back to the Future. Like, you said Danny McBride, and I was like, Back to the Future?
McFly!
Yeah.
Okay, Aquarius Sun, Aries Moon, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Wait. I love him.
Me too. He's very That's cute. All. Chris Rock.
Fantastic.
James Dean.
Okay.
Shakira. And that's it.
Okay.
And the last one, Pisces Sun, Aries Moon, we have Daniel Craig.
Okay.
Bond. James Bond. Holly Hunter, who's an actress. Steve Jobs. Sandra Brown, who's, I believe she's the author that writes, she writes like a million and 10 books.
Oh, yes. Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, James Taylor. And that's it. Oh, and Sophie Turner from the Game of Thrones.
Sweet.
Also, Billy Zane. Sorry. Now I'm really done.
Who's that?
Billy Zane is in Titanic. He is
Excuse me. No, he's the mummy.
Oh.
How dare you say Titanic?
No, I go Titanic for sure.
What?
I'm going to tell you something right now, and you're not going to like it, but I've never seen The Mummy. I tried to watch it once, and I fell asleep, and then I just never returned to it again. There's also one more person, which is Chuck Norris.
Okay, that just made everything okay.
Great. So those are some famous Aries Moon folks. Which is fun.
I love it.
I feel like I got today.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I needed it. Needed to be reminded of the things.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff and the things.
I'm going to read mine when we get off of here just so I can like have a fit about it before we get there.
That sounds good. Be prepared.
I'm not. I'm angry. I feel like I've read it before and like I threw it out of my brain because I was pissed.
Yeah. It was definitely disrespectful. Do you have any announcements to make today, Rachel?
Tickets are on sale. I forgot to say that last episode. Tickets done been on sale for the purpose.
Yes, they are.
Grab them bitches up, my dudes.
Snatch them up.
For real. When you do it, also you'll be prompted to download the app. I would recommend
it's fun on there.
I'd recommend doing that because there'll be some things happening leading up to the purpose with all that. And then if you're in the Northeast New Jersey area, there's this thing that happens called Lunar Fair. Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
You can come see me. It'll be Jupiter ritualings it up. Joop troop.
Yeah, you will.
Joop troop.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And I'm still not done the book yet. I'm very close, but then this is what happens with the book. All right.
I'm ready.
I go read it to like do a final edit. And then I'm like, I can add more here. And it's like, I just wanted to make this a little workbook.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even talked about the book on here, have I?
I think you did mention it maybe a couple of episodes ago, but I could have also just been us talking before or after. So I'm not 100% sure.
There's going to be a Jupiter work. I do too, because I think I remember you responding and saying like, I told you was going to write a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's going to be a workbook working with Jupiter. Some like 101 thing that I'm going to be releasing in the future, in the near future. It's almost done. I just need to stop trying to add more because I want there to be a part two.
Yeah.
You know?
Just got to like let it out.
Yeah. But like this has got a lot of the shaking hands with Jupiter, understanding things. But now I want to go down this whole like alchemy thing and I'm fighting it to not go down that rabbit hole in the book.
Well, I think that you release this book and then you just create second book on alchemy.
There's no way.
There is, though, because you already did it once, so you could do it again.
No, I mean, like, I don't even want to get into it, is what I'm saying.
At all? ever?
Like, I just want to do some back scratcher mic drops, you know, like I just want to do a little mic. Like I put in some Tree of Life stuff in there, Kabbalah stuff. I was not planning on doing that. And then I put in some alchemy stuff and now I'm here like wanting to add more. I'm like, I need to stop. But I'm not trying to overwhelm. I want some different ideas, provoking thoughts, different ways of thinking about working with Jupiter, and then some like simple little things. But it's really about like, here's a bunch of things on for you to ponder about working with Jupiter. But it's like, I didn't want it to be more than 25 pages. Like, I want it to be like a little PDF download on the Etsy. And now it's moving into like 26 pages. And I don't want that.
Yeah. That's well, all.
So at some point that'll come out, guys.
Yep. One day.
One day.
I am thinking about putting out a psychic development class soon.
Oh.
So I will keep y'all posted on that. I also just got certified in leading yoga nidra.
Yes,
so that's
you did.
Something that I want to do more of. So keep your eyes peeled. I might be doing some offerings like that coming up soon.
You're doing
soon.
One tonight with us, right?
Yeah, but that's
not
like...
You guys aren't invited because you guys are listening to this in the future.
Yeah.
But and you'll be invited to the next one.
Exactly. It's practice. So
it's fun stuff. Fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm a little nervous, but I know what I'm doing. So I'm just got to release the fear of the unknown.
Yes.
And the fear of perception. Be gone with you.
Hmm.
Astro hose out?
Oh, shit. Okay, bye.
Well, is there anything else?
I don't think so.
I feel like we did a really thorough job this episode.
That's good.
You don't think so?
I do.
Great.
I'm excited for this. We covered the moon. What it means. Now we know that it's like the realest thing ever, but not real at all. We'll never know anything, but here we're going to tell you all these things anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good about it. I feel good about
us perceiving it.
Yeah. I hope that everyone can be perceived except for me.
And that's on a Leo moon. Astro hose out.
Astro hose shout. Well, that's a wrap for another episode of Two Geminis and a Leo.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to give that follow button a forehead kiss so you never miss an episode.
And don't forget to leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. If you want to stay connected, you can go to our website, Two Geminis and a Leo, where you can connect with either of us or find all of our social media and Patreon platforms.
So just search for Two Geminis and a Leo. And if you have any thoughts, questions, or topic suggestions, drop us a line. We'd love to get a transmission from you.
Until next time, folks.
Astro-hose out. Should we sing it? I think we should sing
Astro-ho- it. No, because that's up there forever.
Yeah.
But like the way you're saying it is funny. Astro-hose out. Astro-hose out.
Astro-hose out.
Astro hose 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 out.